This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitman, PAC. Fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding Matilde, Matilde Guerrero, Guerrero. Date of birth 1/22/1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Guerrero with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was November 14th of last year. She's feeling well, no new illnesses, no hospitalizations or procedures, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable, and none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 once daily. And Euloric has been discontinued since her last visit. Physical examination, weight is 181 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 80. Pulse is 71. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, obese, no ascites. No edema of extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 13th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.2, which is stable. Previous levels were 2.2, 2.0, and 2.3. Calcium is 9.5. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin, 4.4. Uric acid was 9.0. Sed rate, 28. Hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.